Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." So far the reading. Dear family and friends of our brother Frank, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially in this time of sorrow. Our brother Frank, they did not try to make himself the door, even though, as a longtime usher, he held the doors of our sanctuary open for many of us to come in. But many people in this world take the approach of trying to be the door themselves. They want to blaze their own trail. They want to decide what is right and wrong for themselves. They want to make up their own rules for how to get to heaven. But Frank recognized that there is one door. And that door is Christ Jesus. Anyone who wants to come to the Father and have eternal life must enter through the door Jesus. That's the only way. Frank could have tried to climb over the wall or dig a hole underneath, so to speak. Frank could have tried to be his own savior, his own shepherd, as many people are tempted to do. He might have thought, why humble myself as a sheep when I can be my own shepherd? But no. Frank saw that Christ our Lord is the only true shepherd. Only in him is life. Frank knew the voice of his shepherd. He listened attentively to that voice. From time to time, the devil, the world, and his sinful flesh tried to lure Frank away with strange voices, especially during his two-year battle with cancer. But he knew that only one voice was the true shepherd that gives life. This shepherd took care of Frank most wonderfully. To accomplish this, the good shepherd, first of all, came into this life in human flesh in order to lay down his life for all sheep. No one could take his life away from the shepherd because he is the Son of God. That is what makes his life so valuable and why his life can give life to all his sheep. So Frank has life even now. Although his body is here before us, his spirit is at peace in the presence of the Good Shepherd. Even in his lifetime, his shepherd was never far from Frank. Christ was with Frank always. He ruled over Frank not as a harsh master, but as a gentle guide. He led Frank into pastures of grace and forgiveness in the Word of God. He led Frank to the still waters of holy baptism. And he fed him the precious food in the Lord's Supper. Even as enemies surrounded Frank in this life, his shepherd was feeding him the feast of immortality and victory. Frank's shepherd was careful to guard and keep him against those enemies. Although they wanted to lead Frank away from his shepherd, the Spirit of Christ strengthened and preserved him in the one true faith to life everlasting. By the same Spirit, he grew in faith and in good works, constantly helping those around him, his family, his friends, his brothers and sisters in Christ. Frank served in his vocations as husband, father, grandfather. The Spirit worked great and abundant fruit in Frank within his congregation and the community. I remember the day Frank told me about his illness. He came to my office, as he often did. He was here at church almost every day. But this time, he was not to talk about a project around the church or check if I needed anything. When he closed the door behind him, I could see on his face that this was going to be a different conversation. But even at that uncertain and scary moment, the Spirit of the Good Shepherd gave Frank consolation and peace. And consolation and patience. He did not run away from his shepherd in his hour of crisis. Instead, he held all the stronger to the one who had conquered death for him. So Frank was victorious even in his suffering. His trials could not overcome him. Anxiety and fear surely troubled him from time to time, as with any of us. But they could not imprison or dominate Frank. God's law could not condemn him to divine judgment because Jesus, the shepherd, was Frank's righteousness. God's grace ruled Frank's heart and mind and soul. And in this, Frank was free from the threats of sin, death, hell, and the devil. Those ferocious wolves wanted to seize Frank with their sharp teeth, but they failed because Frank's dear shepherd watched over him. No wolf can approach where the Almighty Shepherd protects. No one can overcome him, and therefore, no one could overcome Frank. The teeth of the wolves could only seize a sheep if the law could still accuse. Although it was true that in this life, Frank was not perfect, Frank did have a mind of his own. And many times he was pretty set on his ways, no matter what. But that imperfection did not matter, because the life of the shepherd paid to satisfy the law for Frank. Although Frank was sometimes weak and failed to live as well as he should, that did not matter either. The good shepherd was Frank's perfection. Frank's future was always absolutely certain because his shepherd was absolutely good. He knew Frank from before the creation of the world, and he determined that he would save Frank and give him eternal life. Before he was born, Frank's destiny was assured by the shepherd who has no beginning or end. In all these ways, the good shepherd was nurturing Frank as his sheep. Even when Frank was taking care of God's grass around this property, God was leading him to the eternal green pastures and still waters. As God gave him the opportunity to think about life and pray about it during the many hours on a mower around here. But especially looking at the crosses right above us. As his good shepherd, Jesus knew Frank and what he needed. Jesus knew that Frank didn't like to waste time, and so he always had a project. Even when I would talk to Frank about things that needed to be done around the church and said clearly that it could wait, he could not wait and would try to get them done as soon as possible so he could move on to the next project. But those kinds of projects became harder and harder to accomplish as his illness progressed. And that was very hard for Frank. But knowing Frank, Jesus knew what he needed. And so Jesus gave him extra time to focus on God and to connect with his families and friends, even helping some of them with words of encouragement during their struggles, as he himself was struggling. Most importantly, Jesus knew that Frank needed life. And so Jesus gave him life. Life that overflowed, life in abundance. The Good Shepherd gave Frank such powerful life that it cannot be overcome by the grave. For a day is coming when the shepherd will complete his work with Frank and raise his body to new life. Like his shepherd, Frank will have a body that cannot die or grow sick. All tears will be wiped away forever by the Good Shepherd, who will lead him in green pastures of everlasting happiness and blessedness. All this because the shepherd was willing to become a sheep. He became an innocent little lamb sent in the midst of the wolves. Jesus let the wolves attack him on the cross. But in the end, he broke their teeth and wounded them so deeply that they will never recover. Death is mortally wounded. The devil's head is crushed. The sin of the whole world is atoned completely by the blood of the Lamb of God. No sin remains in God's sight for his sheep. The lamb who suffered, the lamb suffered so that Frank and all those who believe in that lamb will not have to suffer so much. Indeed, for Frank, all suffering is ended now. The only thing still to come for Frank is the restoration of his body to immortal perfection on the last day. And that is so sure that nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. All praise be to this good shepherd who has accomplished all things for his dear servant Frank, and for all of us that believe in Jesus, our good shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.